Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big, the McRib is back, and you're listening to Hey Fam.
Ooh.
Lana Del Rey Fam, welcome to Rey Fam.
Oh, that's
Fam.
Nice. You like that? Yeah,
cool. It's me, 11.
We play some video games.
That's true. Oh, yeah. I love that. That's a good song.
That's a banger. That's like one of the best songs ever written, I think.
Play a video game.
Yeah.
That's good. It goes number one, video games. Number two, Island Boys.
Number three, Candle in the Wind, 1997. We were just chatting off mic before about how I believe Elton John phoned in
his 1997
Candle in the Wind
reaction to Diana.
Like, if he
death.
Really liked it that much, he would have written a brand new song from scratch.
I'm a Diana boy.
That's it. I'm a Diana boy.
The candle's
Wales
in the
is
wind.
So sad. It's just, yeah, it's such a bummer that he didn't. I don't know. And everyone was like, oh, that's so brave of him. But what would have been brave is different chords, different lyrics, different medley. Mm. Melody.
I mean, I was defending Elton John just for the
you
first
were.
Time in my life.
Yeah.
I was famously. Saying that he only had a week, if that.
He's Elton John.
But we also discovered that he doesn't write it. It's Bernie Taupin. He writes.
Well, what's
Elton
Bernie
John's.
Doing?
Well, this is who you should be casting your. He did do the small revision to Candle in
yeah,
the Wind.
Yeah, Elton didn't even do it, and I doubt he.
He sang it at a funeral. And then made a lot of money off the single release.
Exactly. Look, I think whatever we're saying, we won't research it. I'm sure it was got donated back to charity, but
donated back to the royal family.
It donated back
to her poor children.
Yeah, donated back to, like, I don't know, a music school so we can learn to write songs. It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Elton John, of course, the star of Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. The movie.
Star of Kingsman. Oh, yeah. So, you went to see Venom today.
I did. I saw Venom 2 and back in the cinema. Still feels weird being back in the cinema.
Doesn't it? It just doesn't feel right. It feels like you're going during, I guess, even when you go at nighttime, it feels like you're seeing a 9 a.m. session. You know what I mean?
I saw it at 11:40 a.m. session.
Yeah, so you weren't too far from that.
And I was gonna go see... I saw it alone as well. I was going to go to a gold class session.
It's like going
session,
to see a porno movie earlier. By yourself, I imagine.
Venom
like,
2, yeah, very pornographic, very
just,
horny.
Yeah, you know, just nothing but horny men in a cinema jerking it under a jacket. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, but the cool thing about everyone in there is that they all talk to their symbiote.
Yeah, they... Yeah.
So it's like, oh, stop jacking your dick, Levins.
Yeah, I'm now just thinking about how that works. Like, do you reckon they ever fucked with the symbiote on? Can he jerk off Eddie without Eddie wanting to? Like, basically, he's on Eddie's dick constantly.
He's on whatever part
he's
of
on his
Eddie's,
dick area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, we're going to talk about Venom 2 later. Yeah. I saw something weird at the cinema today.
What was it?
Obviously, Venom 2. Pretty
weird.
I was
going to say, yeah, you
but
saw Venom 2.
Before Venom 2 came on, I saw a trailer for Kingsman, The King's Man. And then I saw a trailer for Dune. And then, you know how like they show the trailers slightly smaller on the screen? And then the screen widens
Yeah.
Before that happened, digital curtains went across the screen.
Are they like animated?
Like they looked like photos of curtains, and then the curtains reopened, and then it was the Dune logo. No. So it said, "These curtains brought to you by Dune."
What?
And so Dune gave me.
So
the
did the cinema
curtains.
Not have curtains?
No, they have. It has curtains.
But then did Dune just give extra curtains?
Digital curtains. Yeah, yeah. Like NFT of curtains.
I didn't know Dune was handing out curtains like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
So I think if you see any movie at Event Cinemas in Australia right now, you'll...
It's like curtains are like associated with Dune either. It's like, it's like, yeah, oh, the Dune curtains. Of course. Yeah, that's no, clever.
I guess this is going to be a thing that happens now. A movie's going to bring, like, bring you the curtains.
Fuck, that's so funny.
So is Dune out like next week?
I think it's out this week. I think it's out this Thursday.
Wow.
I think it's out tomorrow.
What? Okay.
Is it December 3rd? Dune, tomorrow, Sydney.
Tomorrow's December 2nd, I think.
Oh, right. It might be next week then. Okay.
Because we know we got Dune coming. We got...
No, it's out tomorrow. 2nd of December.
Wild. Okay.
Shit, I might do that tomorrow.
Better see Dune. You sure you don't want to watch Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage again?
I've seen it and I loved it.
I'm very proud of you for not spoiling anything for me.
Yeah, no, I'm really good at that stuff.
We're going to be going deep in this movie.
Venomian.
So we got Venom. We got Dune out. Okay, so I got to watch Dune before.
And you didn't watch Venom 1 before going like I did you?
You went full like I've got to. I remember all the important parts of that.
Oh, I remembered it, but I mean also like an opportunity to see Tom Hardy.
Of course, sure.
Act I'm as sorry, Eddie Brock.
He's not Tom Hardy. That's Eddie Brock.
Yeah, but I mean that's an opportunity Eddie, to
Eddie,
see
Eddie Brock.
Everyone forgets to.
Come on, can we think about that for
Tom
a minute?
Tom Hardy plays both Venom and Eddie Brock, which I think is like he doesn't get enough credit for performing those two roles in these movies.
What if imagine though Eddie Brockovich?
I like that. He's like a single father. Well, he's a single symbiote lawyer.
Yep.
Yeah. And Venom's like, ah, I just want to eat the money. And he's like, no, we got to... I don't know. Wasn't it about her tits or something, that movie?
She like, yeah, like wears a push-up bra.
Yeah. And then Venom has like hot tip. Gives like Eddie Brock like nice
yeah, hot,
big jugs.
Hot symbiote jugs.
Yeah. And the judge is like, you're guilty of having a mad rack. And he's like, my eyes are up here. Or something like that.
My eyes are up here, Eddie.
Yeah. It's funny, I went with somebody who hadn't seen the first one and he's like...
That's so funny to
me. Oh, it's great. And he's like, oh, Venom just sounds like Bane. And I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, basically.
He has like little British twinges.
Yeah, he's British. Yeah. I love it that he's just British.
I can't, Eddie, what he says. Yeah.
Eddie, I have to go this way. Sounds like it really pains Tom Hardy as well, like to do the voice.
I mean, I feel like that's just how Tom Hardy acts now. Like he just acts like he's in pain.
Yeah.
He's
so confused. Eddie Brock is such a confused character.
It's great. And he's just so grimy and disgusting.
You know, one of my favorite things, and this is before we get into it, it's maybe in the first like 15 minutes of the movie. Do you remember there's a shot of him just on his motorbike and he just pops a wheelie for no reason? Just drives away and he's
yes.
Just, yeah, I love that, man. I was like, I laughed so loud. I was like, I even said, this movie rules.
Was that cop in the first Venom movie? Was he a new, you know who that is? It's Tommy from Snatch. Like Jason.
Yeah, no,
Statham's
he wasn't in the first one.
Man,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right. So you just showed up.
Yeah, he's not in it.
I was like, who is that?
No, because they give that weird origin story here, and he's like, I'm deaf. Like everyone's deaf in like movies now.
Yeah,
Eternals and Hawkeye. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. There you go. The hot.
It's in vogue.
Yeah. So yeah, I saw the trailer for Kingsman,
yeah.
Dune, and of course Spider-Man.
What about Kingswoman? I mean, that's kind of.
I reckon that's next.
You know what?
Kingswoman, answer the call.
Yes. Kingswomen. Queensman.
Queensman. And it's just about someone who loves Queen.
Yeah, it's about...
it's about Johnny Drama.
Oh, yeah.
Queensman.
Or it's about...
Queens Boulevard, man.
What's his name? That little freak.
I am Queensman.
The guy who played Freddie Mercury. Remy
Malek.
Yeah, Remy Malek. Just who's you wouldn't want to be man, in a yeah. You wouldn't want to be stuck in an elevator with him. Man, I think
now that we've finished watching all the Wachowski movies, should we do? There are a bunch of like shitty movies that like. Should we watch that Queen movie?
What's a Queen movie? Oh man, yeah, that bonkers
with
scene,
all the editing in it. Yeah,
I think now, yeah, PayFam's a great avenue for us now to just like make money out of watching movies we haven't really wanted to.
Yeah. Just describing how much pain it was to get through.
Yeah,
it.
Man, I'm still like traumatized by Jupiter Ascending, and I won't say anything else. But
that's what we're talking about on PayFam tonight.
That was
more on that later. But god damn, that was.
Look, how do you make a movie where Channing Tatum plays a dog so boring?
A dog with flying shoes.
Yeah, and wings. how do with flying rollerblades? Like, how do you make a fucking bad movie with that? Because that is gold.
That
should be printing money. We should have. Our houses should be adorned with action figures of Kane.
I think we've
Kane
talked,
Wise. Was that his name?
I kind of think so. Yeah,
Kane Wise.
Look, luckily I'll be consulting the Wikipedia guide for the entire.
The Wachowskipedia.
We've covered all of the Wachowskis movies now, and
I didn't think the Wachowskis have watched them all.
Well, I mean, this is. I think like there's definitely been ups and downs. Jupiter Ascending is the first certified stinker. Like,
yeah, with other ones, you're like, oh, I can see where they're coming from, or I can see what they're doing, but they don't quite pull it off. This is like,
what the fuck was
it? Just feels dead on arrival. Yeah. It feels like the artistic suicide. Like, it was such a bland movie.
There are some insane things in it,
though. I couldn't believe it's only like 6 years old. I thought it was like 8 years old. Yeah. I was like, it came out 2015.
Like, it was that bad that they just weren't allowed to make movies.
I guess they got eclipsed by like Force Awakens. I mean, obviously,
it came out the same year, right?
Yeah, it's insane. Eddie Redmayne, I was surprised that he was only in it for like 15 minutes.
Bro, that was 15 minutes too much.
Yeah, but we've said too much.
We've said too much. Come listen to PayFam later.
I hate his
later.
Fucking lips.
I hate everything about Eddie Redmayne. I think he's the only actor that I dislike more or as much as Jared Leto.
I dislike him more than Jared Leto because you know he's got beans on that rider. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah, he's not putting condoms.
Trigger warning,
use
England.
Condoms in any... That would be your fucking, if you were a stand-up comedian, you'd be your show.
That'd be my UK tour.
Trigger warning, England.
Trigger warning, England. You're going to wish Brexit was back, baby, without like knowing what Brexit means, but thinking it means like kicking me out.
Yeah, perfect. That's great.
What's the deal with Curry?
They showed the trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah. No way.
That trailer,
Spider-Man.
The more I've now, I think the first time I watched it, like I was like, oh wow, cool. And now I've watched it maybe a couple times since. And then on the big screen, I was like, it's a really disjointed trailer. Like all of Doctor Strange's lines, especially, like they feel like they've been like cut together from other things he said.
He's just Iron Man, isn't he?
Have you seen that there's the same image of him used on like several different.
Like posters
for it. Like there's always different shots of Spider-Man and everyone else in the thing.
Yeah.
But it's always this really odd photo of Benedict Cumberbatch making
really
this
funny.
Really bizarre face.
That's really
and they've
funny.
Just used it. He's just in the background like raising one arm going like.
I like that. I like too that Peter Parker needs like just a man with a goatee to like help him all the time.
So that went on sale. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, I read today like broke records or something in terms of.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see it in the daytime and then record it with... Record
yeah,
it
Island Boy time.
Spidey Boy.
Spider Boy.
I'm a Spidey Boy.
Oh, they should
gonna
be doing the
theme
song.
I'm going to shoot my web.
I'm a Spidey Boy.
Wait, I got one. R.I.P. Uncle Ben.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah.
Spidey Boys. But yeah, I think I might see that movie twice, I guess.
Yeah, same.
Once with you, once with B.
Yeah.
My two wives.
Yeah, I like that.
It's gonna. Do we know how long that movie's gonna be?
No.
Do you reckon it's gonna be like?
I'm gonna be over 2.5 hours.
I gotta say, one absolute like you can't fault Venom for this
Venom's
one
like,
one
just,
thing.
Oof.
Less than 100 minutes. That's the perfect length for a superhero.
Five
movie.
Sets, maybe for the whole movie.
Like a Spidey movie, I do want to be long as hell because I love everyone involved.
Yeah, and they're really angling now. You know, all of the press has kind of started, and producers and stuff are saying like, "Oh, this is the culmination of 20 years of Spider-Man." So it is interesting that they're seeing it as like their Rise of Skywalker almost. They're like, oh yeah, this is the ending of like the Spider-Man
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, totally.
That started 20 years ago.
We've got to reveal who Spider-Man's parents
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we're finally going to find out the spider's name who bit Peter, Tobey Maguire.
Rosebud.
Yeah. It's weird. It is funny now that that's like, they're like, yeah. Did you also see this week that Amy Pascal, who kind of willed the MCU Sony partnership into existence. Do you remember she would will it just by talking about it in interviews?
Yeah, yeah.
Back like before Civil War.
We were just like, what the fuck is she talking about? Like, and everything she said kind of came true.
Yeah, and now she's like, oh yeah, we're only going to make movies with Tom Holland, with Marvel and Kevin Feige, and we're working on a new trilogy.
Yeah.
And which is a no-brainer. Like, yeah. And like, it's just, I remember we were like, fuck, what's going to happen after this one? All parties would be stupid to like revert and remove him from the MCU. Like
yeah,
it's
no,
such
totally.
A money-making machine for both studios.
Yep.
And it's like landmark. Like I can't really think of another time where like two studios have played so nicely.
Yeah. I mean, there still is this, that air of like, oh God, what is Sony going to do? And especially feeling that now after seeing the end credit scene of Venom 2.
Well, what's interesting is, well, I guess spoilers, like he's gone to MCU. The MCU hasn't come to Venom.
Yeah, but I just there's a lot of ramifications for if he is in MCU now, Where is
Morbius?
Morbius, who references the fact that he jokes that he's Venom in that latest trailer.
Like, that trailer is dog shit.
And fucking Vulture is meant to be in that movie too.
Yeah.
So
they could be variants.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. But
on one hand, I'm like, I hope it makes sense. But on the other hand, I'm like, I kind of hope it's just an insane mess.
I hope that. Yeah. I do see. Like, I think a new trilogy with new MCU Spider-Man trilogy. That's amazing. If they get six like single films out of Spider-Man, like, I think the audience will buy it. Like, he's young. He's not old and can't be like, oh, I'm too old to do this. And, you know, like with Robert Downey and stuff, like all of the stunts were CG because like you don't need him. And
last week there was all those interviews with Tom Holland where he's like, yeah, I shouldn't be Spider-Man for much longer. Like,
he's probably just saying that because he always spoils stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. His agent just be like, hey, say this insane thing today. Yeah. So you don't talk about like...
Oh, this movie's going to make buttloads of money.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're going to... I don't know.
So Venom has made... like almost 500 million worldwide, which is like during this time, like it's crazy. Do you think Spidey will be the first movie to make a billion since COVID?
I do. Yeah, I really do. The trailer's broken so many records. The like preset, I think the trailer was the most watched trailer in 2020.
They're doing
hours.
Midnight screenings.
It's insane.
Are we both?
I don't even think they did that for Infinity War. It was like 9
I can't remember if they did, but yeah,
I'm not doing midnight.
I don't think I'll ever do a midnight screening again.
I'll do it for the Star Wars, like an episode. But
I'll only do a midnight screening of Star Wars if I'm allowed to get hammered drunk and ruin it for you.
So no, you're not.
Okay,
you're never
that answers that question perfectly.
If there's an episode 10 and they're probably
I wish that I got drunk for Rise of Skywalker. You told me so hard not. That would have been a much better experience for everyone.
No, I wish I got drunk during Rise of Skywalker. I wish I blacked out.
Yeah. Fuck. Have you watched that since?
I watched it like at the movies a few times to learn it.
Just a few times.
And I think I've watched it once on home entertainment. It was like way less harsh. But then also like what also like made the vibe less harsh too is the fact like it was concurrent with The Mandalorian, which was just so good.
Yeah.
Like I think The Rise of Skywalker came out the same week as the season finale of Mandalorian.
That seems pretty right, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, oh, okay,
I think there was like maybe one or two after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like hitting mad highs and I was kinda like, oh, okay, so that's cool. Like the movie is I didn't love the movie, but the series is so good that I kind of don't care.
It's pretty like adjacent to how we feel about MCU after a year of like, you know, near stinkers to end on the high note of Hawkeye and hopefully Spidey.
I think
too.
The new app's out. I was going to say, it wasn't here.
Yeah, the new Hawkeye's up right as we record right now.
They don't go until we say, fellas.
Should we watch Hawkeye and review Jupiter Ascending?
Yeah, it's like Entourage. We'll put it on in the background like we used to.
Oh, but that's going to be a very silent episode for me. All you hear from me is being...
There we go. 43 minutes. Cool. That means 9 minutes of credits. It's like half an hour episode. I'll watch that when you go.
Cool. You watch that garbage.
I love it. It's great. It's getting like average reviews, which is bizarre.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Because Mephisto isn't in it or something.
Yeah, because everyone's a baby. The babyfication of people because of
Echo, another deaf character.
There you go. I told you, man.
Yeah, wow. So before we get into Venom 2, we have a couple of gamer confessions to reveal to you.
Oh, yeah?
I came to Angus's house. You were a bit flustered when you answered the door.
Yeah.
Because you immediately ran back to the couch because you were in the middle of a Halo
Infinite
game.
I was in the middle
of
a quick match.
You were capturing flags, is that you were doing? Or?
No, this was just Slayer mode. That was just like kill cunts.
Is that the best?
Oh, no,
this
wasn't capturing the flag. This was like where you have to like... you have to like look after three spaces. And
okay, right. What's the name of the mode?
I forget. It starts with P, maybe.
I thought you were a real fan.
I just, I do it. I don't talk about it.
I told Angus to give me a guesstimate of how many hours he reckons he's sunk into the beta.
Oh, the beta, I reckon like 20.
You said 200.
Oh, yeah, no, there's absolutely no way. It's been out for 2 weeks. And there's no way I've done that. That was a gag.
Did it not tell you on the Xbox app? It's pretty hard to find.
Yeah, no one likes to tell you how long you've played a game.
Nintendo, weirdly, is the easiest one to get that.
But even then, it does it in increments of 5 hours.
And you can have only to wait find 10 out. Days. Yeah, it's after 10 days. That's so funny.
So you can finish a game and then be like, oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. I'll tell you how well I went. No, it just says like what I've done in it, which is kind of dumb. Oh, stats. 19 hours, 21 minutes.
Well done, baby.
Oh, there you go. It's really
easy to
see.
Good guesstimate.
Yeah, 20 hours.
So you just click on the game. There you go.
Yeah.
Super easy. My gamer confession is that I got to Angus's house 10 minutes before I came inside because I brought my Switch with me and I did 10 minutes of Animal Crossing in the car.
Oh, really?
Well, I didn't get a chance to do it. Like, you know, when you're playing it, there's those...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The menial tasks that you just have to get done every day.
Yeah.
I'm so proper hooked on Animal Crossing right now.
That's so funny, dude.
I love the Happy Home Paradise DLC, but I also just love...
This house is a happy home paradise.
It's true. I also just love all the new stuff that came to the... I didn't even get KK to my island when I was playing it when everyone was in March.
That's
last
brutal.
Year. I was like, what's the point of this game? This is stupid. I've already played a bunch of Animal Crossing.
Eddie.
Whatever.
KK.
That would
it
be
is
great.
So funny that you're just like, man, I'm so into Animal Crossing right now.
Yeah, I was like definitely against it as towards the middle of the
We predicted
of last
the
year.
Heel turn where I would be the one that fell for it, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was.
Yes. And now I've fallen too. But it is like, I don't know, it's so addictive, but I also know I should be doing literally anything else besides it sometimes. Like, I have to like go like, I should set an alarm.
It's
like,
good
you,
because
you get
it's
half
so
an hour.
Mind-numbing and you don't feel guilty doing it along doing other
yeah,
things.
Yeah, like I did not feel guilty
like,
playing
oh,
it.
I could be like listening to music. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's so as like, it's innocuous as like... Innocuous.
I put it on when I listen to a podcast or when I'm on Zoom chat or when I'm watching Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah. I wish I played it during Jupiter Ascending.
Fuck me.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you find the audio in that movie difficult to understand what people were saying?
Yeah, we put the captions on.
I couldn't understand shit. And I'm not sure if it was the stand mixing because it was like a lower res version. But also I read later...
Oh, Angus is referring to the mixing on the Eminem
and
Dido
streaming.
Song stand.
Yeah, yeah. I read later and this made sense that... And I didn't even notice this. Channing Tatum had like a mouthpiece in to make his mouth appear more canine-y, which I didn't notice. Like, it was very subtle and apparently had difficulty talking.
What
and
the
I'm like,
fuck?
Oh, that explains it.
That's so funny. That's like Tom Hardy level of
dedication. Yeah. Like, did you notice he had like a dog mouth? I didn't at all.
He kind of just has a like a big mouth anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that movie more after.
Before we shit on him in that movie, we should congratulate him on the announcement of Magic Mike the Third.
Oh, Magic Mike's final dance. It's
going
to be so good.
Do you
think
he's going to die?
He might get COVID or something. He hasn't got a mask on. Maybe he's dancing with a mask on and the horny like Midwestern women are like,
set.
Get that mask off. You're a stripper. And he's like, no, I can't. It's health. And she's like, I'm not paying you. You haven't stripped technically.
It's set.
And then the judge,
before.
Eddie Brockovich, is
yep.
there and he's like...
With beautiful symbiote tits.
Take it off, pussy! Oh, pussy.
How funny that they got the woman who runs the convenience store to say pussy. This
it was
episode.
Great,
this,
yeah. I like that she's just funny now.
I love how many people became Venom at one point.
Yeah, everyone... I think we were all Venom in this movie. That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
that's the big
we
lesson.
We are Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good is it when Venom's a detective in drawing?
Should we just get into Venom?
Yeah, you said what trailers you saw. Dune, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I did not pay attention to that cast. I
it's a
know,
wild
it's
cast.
It's great to know Zendaya was in it. And,
yeah.
I didn't know
Dude,
that.
Dude, it's a freaking cast, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Everyone
I didn't know that
like,
Josh Brolin was in it.
Everyone's like hitting it out the park on their own normally.
I knew that Oscar Isaacs was in it. I knew that Timothy was in it.
Bruh. You're missing out the biggest one of all.
And
Jason Momoa,
Jason
baby.
Momoa and David... What's his name?
Stratton.
Dave Bautista.
Oh, Dave Bautista. Yeah.
That's all who I recognize from the trailer. But
it's wild,
it's
huh?
a crazy cast.
Yeah, everyone that's like a lead character is like a name.
I feel like no wonder it's doing well at the box office because I feel like you could trick so many people into seeing it just because it looks like a superhero movie.
I'm glad that it's doing so well. It's like giving me faith in adults again.
I can't believe they greenlit the sequel. That's awesome.
They kind of don't have a choice. This movie starts with the text, Dune Part 1. Literally. I kind of love that. It's just like, well, the audience are going to be angry. I am pleasantly surprised that they're greenlit it and it'll be big budget and it's the same director and creative team.
Because
I was like, this isn't going to end well. This is very hopeful after especially Blade Runner 2049, which wasn't a surprise to me that it didn't make money because the first one didn't make money.
Sure.
The first one was a flop. But I it did worry me the babyfication of adults, which we have seen happen over time.
Yeah, and you know what? Like for like that movie, even though it is retreading, you know, bringing back an old sequel, that is not a babyfied version of.
Fuck no!
It doesn't hit the same notes as the original. It's like,
you know what? I think I prefer it to the original.
Yeah, it's a
I think
a
it's
solid
like
movie.
It is like a gorgeous film. This like Roger Deakins' work in it, I think, makes it. I love the first movie. It's a complete work of art, but I think in terms of like, it is quite like the first one is gorgeous, but it is also quite a, you could tell it's like a troubled production. It's like very small. It's very I don't know. I love it. It's insane. And what I'm saying sounds like sacrilege, but I think I prefer 2049. Just the scope of it is amazing. It feels, it doesn't lean into nostalgia at all. It's just like, oh, you remember what Los Angeles 1929 looked like? Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like that now. Yeah. It's like such a different look. It's so brutalist and ugly. I love it. I might watch it again this weekend.
What a Denis Villeneuve, what's his last name? Villeneuve?
Vanilla Ice.
Denis Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Slice.
So he did Sicario.
He did Sicario, Arrival.
Arrival. Oh, cool.
Which is so good.
I really like Arrival.
Arrival's so good. Yeah, yeah. He also did Prisoners. That's with Hugh Jackman and and Paul Dano.
Okay.
I think it's called Prisoners. Let me find out. He did, he works with like a lot of actors. Like he kind of works with the same actors. He did a great drama kind of about clones with...
Because yeah, he made a few pre-Hollywood movies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He did Arrival, Sicario, Prisoners. Yeah. Oh, Incendies. Incendies. I think that's how you say it. Incendies. I don't fucking know. Is a French Arabic film.
Okay, cool.
Wait, did he even direct that? I think he did. Yeah, he directed it. No, he's a goat, man. Sicario is so fucking good.
Yeah.
So that's Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's the one I'm thinking about. Enemy. Enemy is like... Yeah, Adam, a college professor, spots an actor in a movie. He looks exactly like him. Adam Track. That's right. It's about doppelgangers and starts living his life secretly, which gives birth to a complex situation.
Okay.
Arrival was great. I thought that was a beautiful movie. That was such a great depiction of aliens.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I love that. I think that's my favorite Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner roles.
Hawkeye still for me.
Okay. Hawkeye specifically in...
It'd be sick if he played Hawkeye in that and it was like a S.H.I.E.L.D. mission. He had to go in and chat to aliens.
Oh, that's great.
He's like, don't worry. I talked to a talking tree. I got this.
Yeah. Arrival's good.
Yeah.
But that great score. But it could be better.
It could be better.
What could make it better if
the alien was a wisecracking black symbiote who has a penchant for eating heads?
Fuck. Okay, first criticism of Venom 2, and there aren't many.
There's barely any.
It should have been.
You must have seen the wrong movie.
It should have been an R-rated movie.
Well,
I hated how like
they dialed it down because of how much money the last one made.
Right.
I think I remember reading. I think at one point they were like, it'll be R-rated, but then they. I think it was like, nah, this movie's going to make bank if like horny teenagers who wear Lynx Africa can go see it. Which I
like
think
you
is,
and me.
Well, like, yeah, it's funny. It seems to be a movie that was made with the idea of what a teenager was in 2001 because it's got like Eminem on the soundtrack.
Man, his raves. Verse on that song. Like
Eminem sounds like shit.
It's crazy how bad that verse is on the end credits song this time around.
Absolute.
Like he eventually does get to like the fast rapping Eminem. But when he first starts, it's like this weird mumbly like.
Yeah, he's not good at that.
It's awful.
Like whispering.
I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's trash. Oh, that's nice.
It's so weird that they were like, oh, we've got to bring Eminem back for the sequel.
The fans demand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, do you think Little Sims was involved because Symbiote?
I think Tom Hardy just likes her a lot.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, I think he's a fan.
She's like straight up in the movie. Yeah. Take that, Eminem.
Venom takes the mic off. She passes the mic to Venom.
And then he drops it on the floor.
Yeah. Adorned with... I got glow sticks when I saw the movie, the premiere. They gave us glow sticks.
I got goosebumps when I saw the movie.
I got... Yeah, me too.
That's so funny. Did you have the goosebumps? Sorry, the glow sticks in the theater?
Yeah, they gave it to him upon entry. They're like, oh, there's a rave scene. Here's some glow sticks. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Did anyone crack them when that
you could just see them throughout the cinema, like in the drink holders. It was pretty funny. And they had like, yeah, artists who did like rave art, like doing live art in the foyer.
That's so
something.
Funny. They were like, yep, this is the biggest scene from the movie.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to latch onto.
Do think it's funny that they're like, let's lean into the rave scene.
The scene that Tom Hardy isn't even in.
Yeah.
Well, so you saw
the movie, you rocked up.
Rocked up.
Rocked out with your cocked out.
Cool new thing.
You popped a mono on your motorcycle.
Yeah. Cool new thing that, that Event Cinemas at Parramatta does now is, the seats.
Hey fam curtains.
Obviously the Dune curtains.
Yeah.
But the seats that you that have a booking attached to them,
yeah.
There's a little dim light next to them.
So that's nice.
So you head towards it and then yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then you can kick out the riffraff who sit in seats.
Exactly. Hey, your light's off.
They're always boomers, man. They did it to me during the film festival. I was like, you're in my seat. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, we'll stay here and then you can move there. I'm like, no, just get out of the seat.
And buy me a choc top.
Yeah, just literally don't sit there because I've bought this ticket. I was with two other people. It was like, they were fucking up the vibe. It was like, They're morons. They don't pay shit for houses and they think they can sit wherever they want.
And they didn't have to pay for university.
Of course not. And they should be forced to go back and learn cinema etiquette.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
Also,
someone was telling me heaps of boomers are like mental because petrol wasn't unleaded back then and they've just got this like lead poisoning. I don't know how real that is, but I think that's kind of real.
I think it sounds scientific.
Absolutely. I think Luther King told me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like leaded petrol makes boomers mental.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. If you're a boomer, hit us in the comments.
Yep. Hit us in the car park.
Yeah. Yeah. Back into my car and don't leave a note.
Venom 2. I mean, what are our closing thoughts on the first Venom? I mean,
Venom, you and I were like this... We kept swinging like a pendulum between like this sucks because it was in our like comic book movie should be the XYZ phase versus like this was so funny and hilarious and we loved the character. We loved how stupid it got, but it did feel like the director, who's like a pretty no-name director, right? Who did the first one?
Didn't we do this? It's the guy who did Zombieland.
Oh, yeah. Just like a real journeyman director. He did you could tell that he thought he was trying to make it like dark and serious. Like it didn't lean into the silliness. Tom Hardy brought the silliness, I thought, but the movie I think was too cowardly to embrace. Like, this is essentially like a Jim Carrey, The Mask, Liar Liar type of movie.
Yeah.
That happens to have some superhero.
Like, watching this sequel, I was like, this is actually the most like Son of the Mask movie I've ever seen.
Totally. The CG, the chatting.
They're like, I feel like Tom Hardy based his character on what Jamie Kennedy is like now.
Jamie Kennedy ran so Tom Hardy could walk. Yeah, they're basically the same. They're just like vloggers who think they expose the truth.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny just how like Eddie Brock is a hero again at the start of this? They're like, hey, there's Eddie the journalist.
It's so, man. And also like the big... So for some reason, Cletus...
So it's funny because they kind of retcon the last movie, I think, just because his hair is different in this one. So in the last movie, Cletus looks like Ronald McDonald.
Scene. Yeah, he has like
and
curly,
he goes back
red,
and then
hair.
He's like, oh, this guy wants to speak to you now that you're like a cool journalist again. And he goes in there and he's like, hey, Eddie, there will be carnage.
Yeah,
and then it ends.
It's going to be a lot of carnage.
And then
carnage.
In this movie, they kind of make out that like nothing came of that interview and they want him to go back. But it is like funny that they didn't just like set it instantly afterwards, that they like have to be like, oh, you've gone. Eddie's. Am I right in thinking that? They're like, well, oh, Eddie's got like a relationship.
That's the messiest part of this movie. It doesn't like.
Yeah.
It starts so weirdly because we learn a whole bunch about Cletus, played by Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Do you know how old Woody Harrelson is? Take a guess.
63?
60.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'm pretty good at numbers.
You
today,
are, man. You're a numbers boy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm a numbers boy.
I'm a numbers boy. Let there be... Let there be...
What are you doing?
I was trying to make a... I was going to say, let there be cool... Like, I don't know. I was trying to make a pun. I was trying to find out what the intro is. In present day Mulligan, now a detective contacts Eddie Brock to speak to Cassidy's serial killer, who refuses to talk to anyone other than Brock following their interview a year prior. So I think he did a big interview with him and it's like rehabilitated his image.
But they don't. They don't
lean into that well enough.
At all.
Like, there should even be like, it should even, they should just say like, I interviewed you a year ago. What else do you have to tell me?
Yeah. And then he could have been like, and look at you, because of that interview, you're famous again.
But it's funny that he's like curly haired in the last one. And this one, he's like got straight hair. Like,
yeah. Well, he looks ridiculous in that mid credit scene.
Yeah. And now he's really crazy and like draws on walls and stuff.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's a completely different serial killer. Like, at the end of the last one, he's just like run of the mill, I kill people. But in this one, he's like, I'm a zany like murderer who like draws stuff. But I'm also sad because I miss my girlfriend.
I think this is going to be a lot more fun if we just spoil it from the get-go. So if you haven't seen Venom 2, we're going to spoil the shit out of it. If you want our like genuine thoughts on this movie, I think this movie is an extremely fun 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd put it, it's like fun as hell, and I'm glad I saw it at a cinema.
Yep.
Because it was just like funny. I'd give it like,
I wish I saw it with you, because there were moments.
I reckon it would bump up your 3 to a 7.
I was.
No, literally, I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Sweet. I think it is so much better than Shang-Chi and Eternals. No, I do. It was so fun. I just thought it was funny. Like, I laughed, whereas those movies I didn't. I was like,
sure, you're dead inside.
You could watch Let There Be Carnage twice before Eternals even rolls credits. The thing is, like, there's no like mystical dragon third acts in this. It's just Venom. And he's like ex's boyfriend.
I love that they made use of the cast.
Same. I love that like everyone came back and had bigger roles.
Yeah.
It also lent into like how few people and sets are in this movie. It's just San Francisco is only like filled with people Eddie Brock knows. And how funny, one of my favorite things is when they're like, Eddie, this is worse when you did the thing at the lobster restaurant.
Yes,
and like
totally,
a direct reference to the lobster scene.
Excellent. Did Venom come out in 2019? Is that how recently the last one was?
No, I think it was 2018.
Okay, right. Because I remember...
I think it was 2018, because 2019 was Force Awakens, Cats.
Whoa.
They're the only two movies I remember coming out then. Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Wait, Force Awakens?
No, Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Okay, sure. No, I'm sure. I think Venom was 2019, because we were talking about it in the same breath as Sonic. Like, they felt very close to each other, and Sonic was 2020.
2018.
Yeah, right. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, fuck my butt, I guess.
I will. 2018.
You'll give me a Halo reach around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Call back to an episode no one's heard. We record an episode just for us before we record.
Yeah, just for our symbiotes.
Yeah.
Venom.
It'd be funny if this was just one person and one of us is a symbiote and one of us is like the human.
That's great. Write in, let us know which one you think is the symbiote.
Yeah, who's who?
Eddie Brock.
So Eddie Brock's just been like kicking dick and taking names for a year. He's popping monos on his bike. He's like hanging out with a cop.
With a hearing impediment. He's also very short, that cop. A lot of short kids.
I think everyone's short in this to make Tom Hardy look so big.
Yeah. Especially when he's in the symbiote. He's like 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's so big. When he's in the rave.
So good.
Everyone's like, nice costume.
Cool,
like,
costume, dude.
How is this possibly a costume?
No, it rules.
Is it from Japan?
That's right.
There was some amazing dialogue in this movie.
Yeah.
A lot of it comes from Tom Hardy talking to himself, but Woody Harrelson gets given some of the stupidest lines I've ever heard in a movie. And like you said, you're a massive fan of when a movie like very outrageously says the name of its movie.
How good, itself. And you knew when it was coming too, didn't you?
Yeah, and he goes, "Let there be carnage." Like, it's
I love how like carnage is made too. He just bites Eddie Brock.
Yeah, and then like gets a little bit of the symbiote blood in him.
Yeah.
Like, I had human blood.
And then it becomes like a father-son story where like Carnage is Venom's son.
Father, yeah.
So amazing. Because that's not what happens in the comics, right? I guess some of it jumps off onto Cletus Cassidy from what I remember.
Yeah, and it's like the symbiote takes on it the brings personality out something of whatever.
Which is not what they're doing in this. Like,
no, because I feel like, yeah, it's directly tied to like to Spider-Man, I guess, the origin stuff.
Yeah, elsewhere. Well, yeah, the symbiote is like, the whole reason why Venom looks the way he does is because it was Peter Parker's one-time black suit.
Yes.
That's why like he has a spider emblem on his chest and the same like facial designs. But in this, that's just how the aliens look.
Like, it's gross, organic.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome though.
Yeah, but you know now, given that post-credit scene, that at one point in the future, Venom will look at Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and then have a spider on his chest and say something like, "Look, now I have one, Eddie." So, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah. So a lot of the conflict at the start of the movie comes from...
That's right, because Venom like shoots webs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, from his wrist, like the top of his... the top of his hand.
So a lot of conflict at the start of the movie. We have like Cletus, like he's about to be executed. And he really wants to, he's obsessed with Eddie Brock.
That's right. He wants to say some final words to Eddie Brock. He grants him like
one last interview.
And basically he's like put people on the ground and the cops still don't know all of them or something.
And he like says some weird soliloquy that is like a message that he wants to get out to his girlfriend.
Yeah. Who's been incarcerated since they were kids.
She's the character Shriek.
Yeah. She's been in, they were at a like home for juvenile delinquents and she made the cop deaf, the short king deaf.
Right.
By screaming.
Yeah, that's right. So that's one part of the conflict, the Cletus versus Eddie weirdness. But then you have the domestic abuse.
I've never seen a superhero movie like take on DV, so.
Yeah. So we have Eddie Brock versus the symbiote. The symbiote is very annoyed that he can't eat heads. Eddie's bought a bunch of chickens to live in his apartment, but
Sonny and Cher.
Venom refuses to eat them because they're friends, so yeah. He doesn't want to. But he can eat chocolate. I don't remember. Apparently, that's a thing from the comics.
No, that's not in this either.
No, he is.
It's not in the first one. I mean,
yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, so yeah, right. So they just bring it in for this. So because chocolate, he can eat heaps of chocolate. So he's eaten all the chocolate from the corner shop. Below, and so much to the point that they've
run out of chocolate. But he craves human heads.
Yes. Brains, Eddie. So they have like all these big fights, especially after Michelle Williams, who looks completely different to how she looked in the first movie. She must have had a lot of Botox because her face is not very Michelle Williams-y.
Oh, really?
In this movie.
I didn't notice it. My eyes were just on Eddie the whole time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
She properly breaks up with Eddie. And mentions,
well, not breaks up. She's like, I want to give you the heads up of saying I'm now engaged to Dan from Veep.
She shows him the wedding ring, and Eddie is like, at this point, like, you know, she said the famous famous final line in the first Venom movie was the amazing. I'm sorry about Venom, which should be a name of an upcoming Venom.
So he's lied since the end of the first Venom, and is like, yeah, Venom died in that explosion. It's just me now, but we know that's not the truth. He's been living secretly
Venom. In a disgusting San Francisco apartment where he's just so gross. Yeah. Like at one point, he's like Carnage sends him a note from jail, which is written in red ink, and then on the front there's blood from like he squishes a bug, a spider, like that's directly right. onto the thing, and Eddie's like, "Gugh!" But like 5 minutes beforehand, we see him get out of the shower. Dry his face and then blow his nose into his bath.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, that's disgusting.
I love, like, you know.
Tom Hardy. You know that's
definitely
what he does.
Him ad-libbing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, he's just, Eddie Brock would do this.
Yeah. Eddie Brock is just this slimy, unhinged grease ball.
It's so good.
And so we have, him trying to live with this symbiote inside him and he's always talking to, because the symbiote, all he wants to do is eat people's heads and will jump out of Eddie's body sometimes.
He's been going a year trying to not eat heads.
And so he's losing his mind because he's going to talk to this symbiote who wants to eat people.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, it's really funny all the weird excuses he makes for
talking to himself.
Like at one point in the prison,
he says,
a guard's like, sorry, what was that? He's like, oh, I'm just practicing.
Yeah.
And the cop just accepts it's great.
Yeah. I would love to be on set and just watch Tom Hardy talk to himself in the bed. The behind the scenes for this would just be absolute gold.
Especially when you have fucking Andy Serkis as director.
Yeah, just another crazy motherfucker.
Like, this was, like, I have to say, like, this is not a particularly, like, interestingly well-directed movie. Nor is there, like, amazing use of CGI.
It's like he would have got the best performances out of those people.
Yeah, sure. I read that Woody Harrelson didn't want to do his voice. Like, he wanted Serkis to do it. Do the voice of Carnage.
All right, does he?
And Woody Harrelson eventually found the right voice for Carnage.
Sure.
Which are probably just some weird effect that he put on it.
Yeah, it didn't sound that crazy.
Because that's
I'm sorry about Carnage.
That's not a thing in the comic. Like, Cletus doesn't talk to a symbiote in the way that Eddie talks to the symbiote.
No.
Carnage is an entity. So that
let there be.
But I think, yeah, that makes sense in the movie. Like you want to see
Woody he's with Venom's the same son. Things
that Tom has. Yeah, fully. So
damn Kings.
So after the awkward experience of Michelle Williams' character, Venom is very, very sympathetic towards Eddie, and like is like trying to like make him a cheer up breakfast.
That's
like,
right.
He's
like making pancakes. He's throwing shit around the house. It's like a scene from, you know what it reminded me a lot of? The Eddie and Venom interactions when he's like out in public. It reminded me of when Bob Hoskins is carrying around Roger Rabbit. And they're handcuffed together. Big vibes of that, like where they're handcuffed and he's like doing all this crazy stuff. And he's like, no, you can't do that. And like hiding him constantly. Very similar.
The two of them are on edge. They're edging. Yeah. Venom is edging.
Edged for 90 minutes watching this movie.
97 minutes, brother. They of course it accumulates in a big fight.
Yeah.
And the fight scene is just like them.
It's Tom Hardy punching himself, essentially. It's
destroying
wild.
His apartment. It was
throwing
his
TV at him.
Very reminiscent of Pineapple Express, like the, you know, Seth Rogen movies where they just beat the shit out of each other and take out everything in the apartment around them.
It was just like nice to see the heavy topic of domestic violence handled.
Yeah, Eddie Brock's television is destroyed just so he can buy and have a brand new Sony Bravia.
And then a cop goes, hey, nice TV. one thing I was going to say, at this point, oh, fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, no, I'm getting it confused with the first one.
Are there blatant product placement moments in the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies?
I don't think so.
I remember there being shitloads of it in the Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, there's like Bing and just like Sony products no one really
like
uses.
Like headphones.
Yeah. No, there's not really, I think.
It's
all like Stark Tech.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That was the Sony Bravia thing was so funny.
Yeah. Has something happened in the... Oh, no, you missed out too that like before this, Venom has like a photographic memory of the symbiote.
Oh, yes.
And then they go back from their meeting with Cletus where he gives this like cryptic last word. And Venom like peeks into his cell door, which is open.
I'm doing your job.
And he's just like, it's a cell wall that looks like one of the Azkaban cells. It's like scrawled in shit. It's dirty. But Venom's remembered it. And he goes home and like in a funny sped up effect makes Eddie draw it all. And then he's like, hey, I know that. He draws like a church or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, I know that. I guess the body's hidden there. And then Eddie Brock solves the murder. And the cop's angry. Remember?
No, it's because not only is Venom... have the photographic memory and amazing art replication skills.
Yeah.
He also knows
He has a great geographical understanding of San Francisco.
Because he uses a transparent piece of film.
That's right.
And he draws part of the thing and pulls it over these mountains to show
that. Eddie Brock's just a fucking moron. And this Venom is like, given the Pulitzer.
I would love to see like this become a detective movie.
Well, I mean, it's looking at it. What does he start calling themselves? They're like, we've got to call ourselves the what?
The,
it's like the Dark Avenger or something.
No,
or
but it's like the yeah, fuck, I can't remember. That, it used to be like that was on the
Venom.
On the front of comic books. Yeah. Venom, the something something.
Yeah.
And that's what Venom is determined to have everyone call him.
Yeah.
It's like the Toxic Avenger, but not the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
The Protector, something Protector.
Yeah, something Protector.
The Lethal Protector.
Lethal Protector.
We did it, everybody.
Lethal Protector.
Thanks to everyone for yelling that.
Eddie, we're the Lethal Protector.
Yeah, yeah.
Say it, Eddie.
So they have a big
He's
fight.
Like, no, I'm not going to say it.
They have a big fight. They split.
Yeah. And Venom like comes out. He's like, you know what, Eddie? I don't need you. You've been holding me back.
He comes out of the Eddie closet. At one
but it's so says. Funny. They say that essentially, right? He's I'm coming out. And he's like, you're not proud of us, Eddie. You're like, it's like they're basically like a same-sex relationship. It's so good.
Yeah, they really lean into it in this as well.
And then he just like attaches himself to like things and winds up at a nightclub, which is like looks like a queer friendly night or something. It's like very much, you know,
it's an everything friendly night.
But it's like very it's
welcome,
like costume.
Welcome.
It's San Francisco. Everyone's
exactly
like, everything's queer friendly. And Venom goes there. He's got like 40 glow sticks on like necklaces and holding.
Like it looks like an orb. Like
he's like
orb.
I'm raving, Eddie. And he's just telling anyone who listen how much he hates Eddie.
Yeah.
and then he goes up on stage and like grabs the mic and just says
off Little Sims.
Yeah, he just says like. How good he is and how he doesn't need Eddie anymore. And it sounds like, you know, it sounds like a kid who's just come out or something and saying like, you know, my dad wasn't proud and now I'm who I want to be. And everyone like cheering him on. But then he's slowly discovering that like Is he just killing the other people he's attaching himself?
I think Venom kills like a shitload of people.
Yeah, because he needs Eddie to survive. For some reason, they're like compatible.
Yeah.
But he's just like straight up just sucking the life off of people.
So, but why isn't he then eating their brains?
I don't know.
If they're dead anyway. Eat their heads.
He's a complicated guy. He's a walking contradiction.
Yeah.
And that's what we love about him.
So Cletus has been sentenced to death. And as
he's like, I want to say my famous last words to Eddie, get him in here. And he doesn't say anything. He says like, oh, your dad. He says something about his mum or dad.
No, he
right?
says we're linked. He says you and I are the same. He's obsessed with like that. This is like the worst thing that the movie does story wise.
Yeah.
It doesn't really explain
what Cletus does.
Why Cletus thinks yeah, let's see if it he has and Eddie here. Are so driven towards each other. I don't know. Like he's obsessed yeah. with Eddie for no good reason. I guess it does make sense that he wants to kill him after he finds the bodies and then...
Venom is provoked to attack Cassidy via his insults towards Brock. Cassidy bites Brock's hand, ingesting a small part of the symbiote.
Yeah,
back home, Venom, wanting more freedom to eat criminals, has an argument with Brock and the two end up fighting. They go their different ways. This movie rules. Also, with the first thing, one of the first things you see in the credits, it says story by Tom Hardy, which I just
yeah.
love.
Yeah, yeah.
This is such a passion project.
So good. He just loves being Venom.
He loves being... I would too.
As he's being administered the lethal injection, Cletus turns into carnage and kills everyone that's come to watch him die.
He's red Venom with like knifey things.
I did love that moment where Venom finally faces up to carnage and then... Like immediately goes back into Eddie's body and he's like, that one is red.
Yeah.
Like it's such a great moment. Amazing delivery.
Yeah. Just like imagine writing that. Go, yeah, I think in this scene he should say the color of him.
Yeah, yeah. That one is red. Run, run.
Fuck me.
Yeah. And so, Carnage's motives are he wants to free his girlfriend who he hasn't seen in 20 years.
Yeah. He wants to hotwire a car.
Her favorite car.
He gets a cool haircut.
Yes, he does. And puts on like a weird, like Southern slightly accent. Cuban kind of out getup.
Just insane.
Yeah. Like what the mask wears when he's Cuban Pete.
Yeah. Just bonkers. And he just like shot. I kept thinking what's his name? Woody Harrelson looked like Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age in this when he was in that get up and like driving. Yeah. And then he plays like rock and roll metal music. And he's like, hot wires the car.
So he breaks Shriek out of the mental institution that she's been stuck in for 20 years.
And he's like, let's get married. And for our wedding gift, I'm going to bring you the cop who you made deaf. And I want you to bring me Venom.
And more importantly, destroy one of her eyes.
That's right. He shot her eye and he's like, and I want you to bring Venom to me for some reason.
Yeah. And so Shriek can do like a high pitched scream, which, she's immediately forbidden from using upon being reunited with Cletus because...
He's like, hey, stop. That hurts Carnage.
And Carnage is like, if she does it again, I'm going to rip her head off.
Yeah, Carnage is like much more ruder than Venom.
And Carnage is, he's a bit bigger than Venom. He can do a few different moves than Venom.
He can make like knives or
throw
shit.
Throw spikes
at he can like spit spikes out of his back.
Yeah. It's the action in this is marginally better than the first movie.
Yeah. It's still kind of like dumb to see. You don't really know what's going on.
Especially with the complete lack of gore.
There's another great scene where like they're punching each other so hard that the symbiote comes off and you see like half of them and half of them in those like... do you remember how shit the villain was in the first one?
Riz Ahmed's character.
Yeah, he was just like another Venom.
Yes.
He basically was Carnage.
I also love it never looks good. The effect when you see... half of Venom's face and half of Eddie Brock's face.
It's so dog shit.
It looks so bad.
Yeah. Eddie Brock just looks like dead.
So, Cletus and
they all wind up in a church. He kidnaps like Michelle Williams. Oh, we didn't miss
the best part of the movie. So after the rave, Venom like is desperate for food. So he goes to the corner store where the lady...
Oh, that's right. Michelle Williams is there.
Well, before that happens.
And he's on the lady, right?
He attaches himself to the convenience store lady.
Yeah. And then he starts negging Michelle Williams, who comes in looking for Eddie.
Yep.
And he's like, your new boyfriend's dumb. Eddie's really nice. And she's like, Venom, is that you? And then like jumps out of the convenience store lady, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we get the return of sexy Venom.
Yeah.
Because
massive, so tall, 9 foot sexy Venom, giantess. Yeah,
unfortunately, no big pash from no, but sexy nice Venom this time.
Venom titties.
Did she squeeze on Venom on Eddie's butt? I feel like she squeezed his butt in the first movie. You would know, you watched it last week.
Yeah. She did something. I can't remember that much.
She sunk his donk.
Yeah. Venom sucked her off. Him off.
So then Eddie has his symbiote back and then they go fight Carnage.
Yeah, and Dan's there, her new like fiance, who's just like,
because she gets kidnapped after getting rid of the symbiote.
Yeah. And they're like, we gotta team up, I guess. Come on, brothers.
Yeah. And so they both love Anne. Both a fan.
Venom
Anne.
Loves Anne.
Yep.
Eddie really does.
And Dan obviously loves Anne. Anne and Dan.
I like that.
Good combo.
Good couple name.
Shriek kidnaps Anne and takes her to the church where they're about to get married.
And of course a bell rings and we all know what happens.
Yeah, we lose.
Was
that, did they have a bell in the first Venom or is that a Spider-Man
3?
No,
it's just from Spider-Man 3.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Good return of that.
Yeah, very cool.
And then there's a big final battle and it's like the cop.
Just some dog shit CG.
Shriek. And Carnage and Venom.
Venom jumps on everybody, becomes Dan, I think. He becomes...
Oh, he like kind of moves through Dan to get back to... Yeah. Dan, like, at one point, is just pouring gasoline and fire on Carnage. He's not really doing anything. Just
Carnage was a garbage character, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he's like, both of the villains die in this movie, which is always a good sign of a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's it, right? That's the movie. And then they're on a beach together.
No, yeah. So like... They like properly say goodbye to Anne and Dan.
He's like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, and he's like, you know, hey, you know, you be good to her, Dan. Like, he's like,
why does Eddie go? He knows, like, now people know I'm Eddie Brock or something.
I think he's like, it's time to get away from the loved ones. I don't know, whatever. And first he goes to like where the chickens are, and he's like, hey, you know, it's time to say goodbye. And then
that's right, he sets him free, doesn't he?
Venom's like, I love you or something like that. Like so that,
yeah.
And then he's like, look, can we go to the beach instead?
Yeah.
Because he says that he wants to feel the sand in his toes and the wind in his hair.
That's right.
He doesn't even have hair. And they go to the beach and there's this like total bromantic scene of them on the beach. Like him, the sand in between his gross black, like giant toes.
It's so good. I love it, man.
And then a... like tropical cover of Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Yeah.
Is it Love Will Tear Us Apart?
No, it's not that. No, it's else.
Yeah, it's Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Is it?
Yeah, Love Will Tear Us Apart.
I didn't know it was that.
I think it is. That's the end, like the
music.
Beach music, Venom beach music. Maybe Google that. Or maybe is it a Smith song?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Does matter. I don't want to find it.
Well, let's just say what happens. We'll find it while we talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have this great tender beach scene.
They agree to be called the Lethal Protector.
Then we get the end credits. And the first time I've ever seen this happen in a movie, I guess. The credits stop. And it goes back to the movie.
You're about to get out. You're halfway out the door. And exactly. You're like, wait a minute. The lights are still off.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And suddenly it turns back into movie again. And it's Eddie and Venom watching like a Spanish soap opera.
They're still on the run. It looks like they're inside the hotel, I guess, of where they were out on the beach.
And Venom's like, you know, I could tell you, I could show you like the hive mind that Venom, all Venoms are connected.
Which comes out of nowhere.
Connected to. And
but that's never been spoken about in these films.
No, no. And then he's like, I will show you it for 1 second. And then
a flash occurs.
Kind of goes like.
And like shaking everything. It's like an earthquake.
And then
Eddie's in a
slightly different hotel room.
You notice it's different. It's like different stuff. It's like a different location.
I don't think it's different enough, but it's...
No, it's not. Like, it's not different enough.
I thought it was just the same hotel in a different dimension.
Yeah.
But they've moved somewhere. And
the TV is the Daily Bugle report from the end of Far From Home with Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
But before that happens, both Venom and Eddie are like, I didn't do anything. How did this happen? Yeah. So like... It kind of hints that it could be what happens when he connects
Doctor
to the
Strange
hive mind
or something.
Or is this going to be like the, you know,
who knows?
But if it's showing that news report, that means it's before Peter has done the spell to make everyone forget.
Yeah.
So whatever. So Venom is in the MCU now and he sees...
Then a guy walks in, he's like, what are you doing in my hotel room?
Before that happens, it cuts to a picture of Peter, Tom Holland as Peter Parker.
And Eddie like licks his lips or
something.
Yeah,
Venom
like,
goes, oh, that guy. And then licks the TV screen.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that green guy? It's so funny because it's like, should be a very simple scene, but they've complicated it by introducing the notion of a hive mind,
yep,
a flash, and then him going, that guy, as if like, wait, you know him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's so fucking confusing.
Very, very weird.
Yeah. And then a guy's like, what are you doing in my hotel room?
Yeah.
He's just like, okay.
And then that's the end.
Yeah. But yes, Venom is now in the MCU for a who knows how long.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a brilliant way, honestly, to just like, just bring characters over now. Like, you know, I was saying, man, you never beat Patrick Stewart. Just have the same thing happen to him. Just, oh, there he is. He's Professor X.
Yeah, sure.
Just a flash. That's all I need now.
A flash, and then he licks the TV screen.
It was about as like much work went into it as like, yeah. Remember when like, you know, when like comics do a rebrand and they're like, we're Marvel now for this.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
Marvel
totally.
Now where it's like they just made like girl versions of every character or black versions of every white character. And like, this is actually what Iron Man is now. And then it lasts 10 issues and then like the original people come back. It's like that amount of thought has gone into it. I love it.
Yeah. So that was Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage.
When I saw the preview screening, people were cheering when Tom Holland Spider-Man was on screen at the end.
Really?
Yeah, people were like cheering in the audience.
I would say that's like the worst part of the whole movie.
No way.
It's so like, I am genuinely excited for Venom to be in MCU. Like, I think Tom Hardy, regardless of what you think of the movies so far,
him in good hands is going to be amazing.
Like, you know, and we've seen him act amazingly well in movies, not just movies, but superhero movies.
Totally. Before. Batman. He's incredible.
And I feel like,
the Lethal Protector rises.
Yeah, I really think that like he could be a fun person to have around.
Yeah,
MCU.
I'd love him to be just like kind of confused and maybe helping out Peter Parker as opposed to being like,
I'm an eternal idiot, Eddie.
Yeah. Look, Eddie, I'm an eternal now. He's just... Maybe that's the hive mind he was linking to. Maybe at the end when they all linked, he got pulled into...
I've seen all of King O's movies. Eddie.
That's mad. Yeah, man, I'm pumped.
Do you think... I mean, he's obviously going to be in Far From Home.
He has to be. No Way Home. Apparently, like, Tom Hardy was spotted with, like, a No Way Home cast hat on somewhere.
Mad.
So, I would love if he's in it. It'd be so good. Like, I really
eats,
don't...
He eats Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he just solves it by eating everywhere. He eats Aunt May. Sorry, Peter. I think we're being shown the tip of the iceberg for No Way Home.
I totally agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I honestly don't know what to expect. Like, I think Wolverine's probably going to be in it. I think they're just literally like, yeah, everyone's here.
Yeah.
It's like the Smash Brothers of movies.
Solid Snake.
Sakurai is making the film. Yeah.
Minecraft Steve.
Sora. Yeah. What a fucking bonkers, not bonkers movie. But
it was so funny because it feels.
But it's significant that now that it's like the first time in this like Sony's universe of Marvel characters, whatever. It's like. One is now in the MCU. Like, the genie's out of that bottle now.
I mean, the one film that I feel like makes sense to connect is Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
You would think that, like, the...
Well, Tom Holland originally was going to do a cameo for Spider-Verse, but something fell through.
That's a damn shame.
No, I like that being its own separate animated thing. I think, like, keep it away from live action.
Oh, but also put Tom Hardy in that, too.
But also have Tom Hardy play everybody in it.
Yep.
But it is good. Like, I mean, like, what's great now is, like... You know, what a shame it would be to, like, if down the track Marvel acquires Sony and is like, oh, Venom's such a big character, kind of like the Wolverine thing, and they're like, we have to reintroduce him eventually. And it's just such an impossible task to cast someone else's Wolverine. Like, I really think it is, like, going to be such a difficult, big thing to do. But it's just so good now that they're like, yeah, just ignore those first two movies. If you like, if this happens, and it's like, and yeah, it's just Tom Hardy's Venom is part of this now. Like,
yeah.
It's such a weird like IP trade that like it works within the plot, but also like, yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to explain it if it is Doctor Strange or if it is Eddie, the hive mind thing.
It'd be great if like the overarching like genius of Phase 4 and onwards is Venom. They're like doing all this misdirection with like Kang or whatever, Kingo, and now it's just like, no, Venom is just the villain now for all of them.
I
really want Venom to chill with Thor. Oh, that is fun. A dream come true.
Yeah.
I want Venom in Guardians 3. Like, just stick Venom in every movie.
Just put a symbiote. Like,
just put him retroactively, in fact, add him to every film.
Well, then you get a lot more of your beloved Venomized Funko Pops.
Yeah, he's CG. Just put him... No, have like Tom Hardy's Venom in every movie.
Yeah, great.
Just put him back in Captain America.
The new Stan Lee cameo.
Just have Venom. Him driving buses and shit going like, Excelsior!
I'm far more excited about Venom being in the MCU than I am Deadpool.
Oh, 100%. Deadpool can take a fucking number. I want Venom in it. Just how good would Venom be in like Thor 4 or something?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Thor, love and Venom.
Yeah. It's so good. He's just like that embarrassing boyfriend. And then Eddie's always like, shh, keep it down. And he's like, look, I'm picking up the hammer, Eddie. That'd be sick.
Yeah. So
what this all culminates into is a series called Venom Disney Plus.
What do you think will be the better movie? Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, or Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
I mean, fuck.
First of all, which of the first movies do you like more?
Sonic.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I think so, just because it's so weird. No, well, you got Jim Carrey. Like,
yeah, I get it.
Who is... I mean, Jim Carrey is Dr. Robotnik. I don't know, man.
Okay, rank...
There's no... No, you know what? I like scenes from Venom more, like lobster scene.
Yep. Scene is one of my like top 10 favorite superheroes.
Venom getting home and eating like chicken in the bin and vomiting. Yep. And then vomiting so much, he knocks himself out. He like hits, I forgot this. he like vomits so much, he like hits his head and passes out.
What's the equivalent scene for Sonic when Sonic dies?
I don't know. Just like Dr. Robotnik is kind of funny, like amazing.
The owl
hit by an arrow. Both have like shonky like origin stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all about like people coming to San Francisco.
So
there's a lot in common. James Marsden, I think, like, is the better like supporting cast member than Michelle Williams.
Is she the supporting cast member?
I would say so. I'd say Tom Hardy is to Venom.
Okay, yeah.
But no, I think Sonic, I don't know. Sonic I like overall more as a film.
Right.
But Venom, I think, has just got like more highlights.
What about Venom 2?
Is like very serious. Like, there's some very like boring scenes. Like, one of the biggest scenes in it is, you know, in a movie they don't show you like the costume of the hero till the end. Like, when the symbiote first attaches himself to Eddie, they're like, there's a motorcycle chase, but for some reason, the symbiote is controlling the motorcycle and revving and stuff, which normally would just be like Venom covering him doing it, but they like withhold it from you. So it's just like his hands go black and revs, and it's just like a boring chase, and it goes for like 10 minutes, and it's just like Eddie Brock like jumping in the air and then the symbiote pulling him back down like when they go over bumps, and it's like that would be cool if it was just Venom on a motorbike.
Yeah,
it's quite withholding, the first one. Like, the Venom isn't as present as you want him to be. But the second one is just like all Venom all the time,
baby.
Yeah, but the first one is like Sonic's funny, like James Marsden's like in-laws hate him for some reason. They call him a loser. He's obsessed with San Francisco. Like, it's really weird. Jim Carrey's like works for the government and wants to capture a hedgehog. Like, it's a really strange movie.
I love the way you make them.
Because I love the way you make them. What this culminates in is like Jim Carrey and Venom in the MCU.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon like it's all the San Francisco movies come together.
The San Francisco,
so
the
Sonic,
the
Venom,
SFCU,
and Milk.
Yeah, Milk, Venom. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that is it for this episode of Hey Fam. But
imagine
guess
if
what?
Sean Penn played Carnage. You know, Venom, you're a real bad guy.
Hey, well, if you like Sean's, you'll definitely want to stick around for PayFam this week because Sean Bean is in Jupiter Ascending.
The Bean Man himself.
The big Bean Man. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning, England.
We're going to be talking about Jupiter Ascending. We've gone on a journey. When before this journey started, I'd only seen Matrix 1 and Matrix 2. They were the only Wachowski sisters movies that I'd ever seen.
Yeah, I'd only seen Matrix 1 to 3 and V for Vendetta, which we're counting.
Yeah, so since then I've seen Bound, Matrix 1 again, 2, 3,
Animatrix.
The Animatrix, V for Vendetta, Speed Racer, Cloud Atlas, and now Jupiter Ascending. We also read a bunch of Matrix comics and played a bunch of Matrix video games.
Yeah, yeah.
We have gone very deep on the Wachowski lore.
Yeah.
And it's now all there for you to listen to if you wanted a full series.
There's one week we didn't do because we were too busy talking about Kingo.
We had to.
Yeah.
But in a way, Kingo is a Wachowski character.
Yeah.
But if you would love a Hey Fam limited series...
You know what? Venom wouldn't walk out on the final fight in Eternals like Kingo did.
Oh, yeah,
Venom would show up.
I'm going away for a while.
No, he would show up. He would go to the fight.
Oh, absolutely he would.
Be like, what a pussy Eddie. We would never do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
King was a pussy Eddie.
Yeah, I can't believe these people have boring missionary sex, Eddie. Eddie, did you see that guy fly into the sun? What a loser.
Icarus, you pussy. Hit her from behind.
What a loser. You flew into the sun. What a pussy, Eddie. I just want him, like, yeah, just joining every Marvel movie, calling everyone pussies.
Oh, that rules. Yeah, that'd be great.
Eddie, look, he's crying because he misses his wife. just roasting everyone.
Wachowski Pod is the name of the Hey Fam limited series in which we review every Wachowski movie.
I think the Criterion Collection is picking up this series of podcasts.
And you know Matrix number 4 is right around the corner. And so what better way to reacquaint yourself with all of the movies that they made before this by going to PayFam, which you can find at patreon.com/HeyFam. It is the start of a new month. This is December. It's the start of summer, too.
You do the spiel. I got a spill from my dick.
I get it, brother. The best time to sign up to a Patreon is at the beginning of the month, which because it means you have the entire month to decide whether or not you want to take part in this wonderful thing, which, you know, it'll get to the end of the month and you will. So head over to patreon.com/HeyFam. You get access to every episode of PayFam that we've put up so far, plus access to our online community, our Discord, the PayFam Discord. We would love to see you here, there, here, everywhere. And we'd love to have you listen to all these brand new episodes, including the one that we're about to record right now about the insanely dog shit movie, Jupiter Ascending. Thank you so much for listening to this one, and we'll see you at the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.